Oh, Sybil. Sybil.
Hello, Sir Jinx-a-Lot.
Wow. J of Anthony Brown.
There's no joy in Mudville at all. Mighty Casey has struck out.
No, Mighty wow. Tom.
Mighty Tom has struck out. There's no joy in Mudville. Wow.
No. But your name is Mud. And San Francisco no joy would like Kansas to thank City. You for all your hard work.
Wow. Wow. I mean, two in 1 week.
Man, the jinx is strong with that one.
Oh, the force is strong. And you know what? Being called a jinx hurts. I'm a Bama of the Week. I ain't like that, man. So I know.
Did you realize that being called a jinx is, it hurts, man. It cuts.
I know. It does, because in the airport they say it where if you go somewhere.
So how do you feel about
it? I feel bad.
Okay. And have you learned anything?
I did my very best. It was close. It was close, wasn't
until.
It? Until they threw Bumgarner in.
Until they brought in the
I know nothing
pitcher.
About sports, so I
but
know
you knew
way
Bumgarner,
less than
right?
You. But when I heard Bumgarner
as a reliever, you knew I was in serious trouble.
Yes, man, he's in trouble.
Bumgarner.
Oh, Bumgarner, that's just a baseball name, man. It just sounds like somebody that causes havoc or something, man. Coming in is Bumgarner.
Yeah.
Wow, player.
You know,
it's not
a name,
funny anymore. It's
name,
really not funny.
It's really not funny. Thank you.
It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
The truth hurts.
But, man.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to retire for a while. I'm going to work. All right, Super Dave. I'm gonna put the bandwagon in the shop. It's got some problems, and we're gonna go through all the diagnostics of the bandwagon, and I think we got some wiring problems.
I bet you do.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And
I'm gonna go to San Francisco. It's gonna be a fabulous parade, and I'm gonna
and they're gonna throw it in your honor.
You know, I love a parade.
Yes, we do know that.
As for Gates.
Mm-hmm. And the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of barbecue.
Are they willing to accept your...
Sybil.
Yes, sir.
The man who caught you the World Series buys you barbecue. Do you eat it?
I'm not eating it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to do the barbecue anyway.
You didn't hear what he just said, right? That what Jay just asked, you didn't hear any of that, huh?
Because if I was Gates, I wouldn't even open up.
And Arthur Bryant is going to...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And I haven't watched a full baseball game this year.
Right.
Have not watched one.
Right.
But I watched that one. When Bumgarner.
And you know, with a name like Bumgarner, you got to be real good because you get teased your whole life.
And now, you know what? Kansas City fans have given you a part of his name.
Oh, Bum.
Bum. That's the part of his
name.
Would
you stand in line for a man who cost you the World Series for a barbecue?
For a barbecue sandwich?
Well, and you know those people in Kansas City love
barbecue.
They really love barbecue.
And here's a free sandwich, fries, and a large soda.
Bought by Tom Joyner. I can hear it now.
To the... Mm-mm, no.
So yesterday in the last hour of the show, I came up with this great idea.
It was genius.
I had everybody around here scrambling after the show because what did he say? What is he going to do? Is he going to Kansas City? Is he going to? How's he going to get the? So I came up with this great idea. I said, you know what? Kansas City's going to win the World Series, and I'm going to buy 107 barbecue sandwiches with fries and large soda just to celebrate. As long as you come in to the Gates Barbecue where I'm selling this, where I'm giving this barbecue away with a sign that says,
bow down.
Bow down. Tom Joyner is not a jinx. Go Royals.
Okay, lose the sign part, okay? Go ahead and buy the barbecue.
I would lose the whole barbecue sandwich bit,
thing.
Too.
Yeah.
And we set it up at the Gates that's right down the street from Fox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God. Now, the home of the World Series.
Yes.
So figured it'd be just, you know.
Beautiful.
We got in touch with Fox. We got in touch with Gates. Mm-hmm. They chopping up. They were chopping up
beef as, right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now
this.
All I could say last night, I'm like, you ever just, when something goes off, you still look at the television mm-hmm. like, it this can't be.
It just can't be.
This just cannot be.
And yet it is.
And yet it is. They lost.
I'll be.
I want to apologize to the bootleg t-shirt vendors that went out on a limb after that 10-0 rout.
And you know, and they are hearing it this morning.
Yeah, man. Oh,
because
man.
They're going back home to that woman yeah. with the
that woman
that big, dream killer.
That big old sack of t-shirts over their shoulder.
Yes.
You listen to Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner
champion t-shirts.
How many of them t-shirts you print up?
Rent
like
money
with State Farm. What are you talking to?
He sounds chintzy.
T-shirt man.
What are you talking to?
T-shirt man.
He sounds jinxy.
What do you wear?
A world champion T-shirt.
Normally, Sybil, you would get so much joy out of this, but there really is no joy. There is
like
no
you
joy.
Said, there is no joy in
there
Jinxville.
There is no joy
in Jinxville. Mighty Dallas Tom
Cowboy.
Has struck out.
Now the Kansas City.
Man, it's been quite a week for you, hasn't it?
You had a man, young man. You've had quite a week.
Oh,
where do you go from here?
Well, yeah. What's next for you, man? Oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe
and
it.
And did player, you didn't happen to read not the Texas Today?
No,
the one last night.
No,
like right.
No.
At, oh my God, I'm glad.
No. I got soft. I got soft skin. I can't take him.
Jay, they went removed.
They were not.
They had him removed.
They had him removed.
They had to remove him. Yeah.
Really?
With a hazmat suit. They had to put on. The guy had to come in with a hazmat suit
because
and remove those Texas.
For all intents and purposes, Ebola has been cleared from Dallas. So the hazmat suits have now were brought in last night in order to remove those texts.
All the texts
that were just. Sizzling.
They were just, oh my gosh.
And they bleached the screen, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.